You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealand's current Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, is the favourite to win Saturday's general election over opposition leader Judith Collins. Ms. Ardern and Ms. Collins faced off in the third and final leaders' debate in Auckland on Thursday, clashing over a number of issues. Ms. Ardern seemed to lose her patience with Ms. Collins, who repeatedly asserted that the Prime Minister would introduce the Green Party's wealth tax if the two were to form government.
I'm going to call you out on this. This has been happening for 2 weeks now.
Well,
it is a desperate political strategy to try and get votes, and it is wrong.
It's
we
not
said
wrong.
That we would campaign on fact, that we would play it straight. This is a blatant campaign of misinformation that I'm putting an end to. I've made my view absolutely clear and my intention absolutely clear.
You can't,
to imply otherwise
you can't
is just
afford
wrong.
To say.
Opinion polls indicate 40-year-old Ms. Ardern is on track to win a second term as Prime Minister. After leading the Labour Party to victory at the age of just 37, in 2018, she became only the second world leader to give birth while in office. Ms. Ardern was praised for her handling of the Christchurch mosque attacks in which a white supremacist gunned down 51 Muslim worshippers. The day after the attack, Ms. Ardern wore a hijab when meeting with survivors and later delivered a landmark speech when she declared, "They are us."
Many of those who will have been directly affected by this shooting may be migrants to New Zealand. They may even be refugees here. They have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home. They are us.
Yet her high international profile didn't immediately translate into domestic popularity for the centre-left Labour Party. People remained worried about the economy, healthcare, and housing, especially after Ms. Ardern's government failed on its promise to build tens of thousands of new affordable homes. New Zealand's MMP voting system gives Kiwis two votes, one for their constituency MP and one party vote, which is used to work out the proportion of seats given to each party in Parliament. The latest Colmar-Brunton poll showed Labour slipping 1 percentage point to 46% from the previous poll, but maintaining a 15-point lead over National. This could mean Labour would end up needing a coalition partner to form a government. National leader Judith Collins was first elected to the New Zealand Parliament in 2002, representing her party in the electorate of Papakura, based in the south of Auckland. She earned the nickname Crusher after she brought in a law as police minister in 2009, which allowed illegal street racers' cars to be confiscated and destroyed. Now 61, Ms. Collins, a former lawyer who prides herself on a blunt, no-nonsense approach, says polls have been wrong before, such as in the cases of Brexit and the 2016 U.S. presidential election.
I think it's 14% of people are either undecided or they've refused to answer the pollster's questions. I would say a good chunk of those people will make their minds up on election day, and quite a few of those, and certainly that's what they've seen in Australia, around 8% do it in the actual polling booth. And I think there's a lot of people who are going to be looking at it and saying, just how bad is the economy likely to get? And with the International Monetary Fund coming out today and saying that by 2025, another 5 years, New Zealand is going to be in a significantly worse position than they even were last year, I think there'll be a lot of people who will be saying, yes, we want to come and vote National.
Ms. Collins has focused her campaign on the financial challenges ahead as unemployment rises, recession looms, and the government's coronavirus support packages expire. She is promising sweeping tax cuts in response to the economic downturn caused by the virus.
It is really important that if you want a national-led government, that you party vote National. It is crucial because we are about and are moving right now into very difficult economic times. We need a party that understands business. We need a party where the leader can make very decisive decisions regarding what happens to our economy. We need a party that understands business and getting people into work.
Earlier in the week, at the Victoria University of Wellington, Ms. Ardern was met with thunderous applause as she spoke in uplifting tones about her plans to address mental health and climate change, though she never mentioned what many around the world consider her greatest success, leading the effort to stamp out the coronavirus from the nation's shores.
There is reason, I hope, for all of you to look to New Zealand and feel proud, but also feel willing to keep pushing us to do more, to be a country that earns its title as being clean, green, carbon neutral, and does its bit. But in the meantime, we'll do ours. This election is about making sure that people's lives are better and easier. I hope you can place your faith in us so that we can keep doing what New Zealand needs right now. And so that's why I ask, please, 2 ticks this year for Labour. Bring us back. Allow us to keep going. Allow us to keep rebuilding. And let's keep moving.
Nobody in the crowd was social distancing or wearing a mask as life has returned to normal. The Labour government's handling of the pandemic has been praised internationally. In late March, when only about 100 people had tested positive for COVID-19, Ms. Ardern and her health officials put New Zealand into a strict lockdown with a motto of go hard and go early. She shut the borders and outlined an ambitious plan of eliminating the virus entirely rather than just trying to control its spread. The strategy worked. New Zealand eliminated community transmission of the virus altogether for 102 days before a new cluster was discovered in August in Auckland. On Saturday, voters will choose their new leader and will also have a say on 2 contentious social issues, whether to legalize marijuana and euthanasia. Polls indicate the euthanasia referendum is likely to pass, while the marijuana referendum remains close.